What is up, you guys? My name is Alexa Reeves, and I will be your witch and host on today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. I have foregone the chicken mugs that I usually drink my wine out of. I'm actually drinking out of a stemless wine glass for the first time in a long time. So I'm feeling rather classy tonight, which I thought was great because tonight we're going to talk, we're going to take another deep dive. We're going to take that brief look into the zodiac. I'm going to give you guys meanings, definitions, some common vocabulary that are associated with each zodiac sign, a couple of correspondence, some, you know, good information and stuff like that, as well as some of the more traditional personality traits and some of the more dark side personality traits of each sign. I'd like to take this opportunity to remind everyone that your spirituality and religion is as unique as your fingerprint. What we say here is in no way the definitive rule on any topic. It's merely a jumping off point for you to begin your exploration into the amazing and complex world that's out there. So, with air that inspires us, earth that grounds us, fire that enlightens us, and water that moves us, let's take our second crash course into the zodiac here. So what is the zodiac? What is it? Why do we have it? We see it in newspapers. We see it in TV shows. It's always that cheesy pickup line in the bar. What's your sign? The zodiac is a representation of each of the 12 houses and signs within astrology. So if we took the entire calendar and mapped it out, and we usually map it out in a circle, you'll usually see it displayed that way. Across the entire calendar and across the entire, you know, span of time with the celestial bodies and where all of the planets in the celestial bodies are in relationship to when you were born determines your zodiac sign. So when it's mapped out, we have all 12 signs. There are 12 total of the zodiac, and each sign is divided into its own house. So if you imagine almost like a pie that's cut into 12 individual equal slices, each of those slices is its own house that has its own dominion over certain characteristics and personalities. And each house is ruled by a certain sign. Where the planets and the celestial bodies are at the time and location of your birth determines your zodiac sign and ultimately your whole natal chart. You can map out your entire natal chart, which is where every single planet, what was on the cusp of rising, a couple of meteors have made it into natal charts now, of where each one of these was at the exact moment you entered this reality. Depending on which house or, you know, which little piece of pie that planet is in, how close it is to the next sign, how close it is to moving into the next sign's territory, all of that determines your behavior, your personality, and affects you. Now, most people are exposed to their sun sign, which is the one that, you know, again, newspaper horoscopes, generally, if somebody asks what your sign is, they're asking what your sun sign is. And that's your ego, your identity, your personality. It is a great starting point. In another episode, we will dive into each planet that controls and has some sort of domain over personality parts and aspects of your life, because it is beautiful and nuanced and very complicated. But today for you guys, we are going to talk about our practical, our loyal, our grounded earth signs. We're going to take a brief snapshot here at the Capricorns, the Tauruses, and the Virgos of the world. So starting off, we have our Capricorns. If you were born between the dates of December 22nd and January 19th, you, my little winter baby, are a Capricorn. You are represented by the celestial constellation Capricorn, which is a goat, but also considered a sea goat. The Capricorn imagery is always very interesting. Usually the front part of the body is the goat, and the latter half of the body is a fish. It's a really cute little sign, though. You're a cardinal sign, meaning that your strengths are going to be with leadership, initiation, directness, assertiveness. Cardinal signs are usually the first ones out the door. They are starting projects, they're making moves. Capricorns are associated with the planet of Saturn. And Saturn governs discipline, commitment, challenges in your life. Capricorns are also associated with the Devil card in the major arcana of the tarot. They are ruled and governed with the 10th house, so our 10th little pie piece of the zodiac, which holds domain over your self-image, your legacy, your career. It's a very proud house. It's very, like, the PR for the 10th house is on point as far as what they do and don't show. Traditionally, most Capricorns you're going to meet are practical. They're prudent. They're ambitious. They're disciplined. They're patient. They're pretty careful. They're very humorous in their own dry, witty way, and they're usually more reserved on the front end. Conversely, some of the more unsavory personality types you get into are, they tend to be pessimistic. They tend to be fatalistic. They tend to be miserly. They tend to be really grudging. And they tend to be really abrasive. A lot of times, Capricorns are the ones that will tell it like it is and just hope that you're not going to get offended. I love Capricorns. I have several in my family and I have several in my friend circle. The more you explore in the zodiac, the more you'll realize that you'll start to think of signs as certain people in your life. And that's immediately who you'll bring to mind when you start hearing about certain signs. But Capricorns are wonderful friends. They make very loyal friends and family members, and they make excellent business partners as well. Moving on, we've got Taurus. If you, my dear, were born between April 20th and May 20th in that lovely spring, you're a Taurus. You are represented by the constellation of Taurus, which is the bull. You are a fixed sign, and that means your strengths are in your organization, your ability to plan, your stability, your reliability, and your determination. Fixed signs are, in all the best ways, the sticks in the mud, not because they're bullheaded, which is, you know, pun intended, because Taurus is a bull, but because they stick by their guns. They know what they want and they stick by it. They're harder to nudge and change directions with. Tauruses are associated with Venus. They share that Venus planet with Libra, happily with their little sister Libra. And Venus governs love and beauty. Tauruses are found in the second house of the zodiac, which deals with finances, material assets, your wealth. And they're associated with the Hierophant card in the zodiac, or I'm sorry, in the tarot, which is our academic card. Again, kind of getting more into that higher level of finances and material. Traditionally, Tauruses are patient and reliable, and they are warm. They are literally embodiments of earth gods and goddesses in human form. They're loving and persistent, determined. They're very secure people to be around. On the dark side, they can get jealous pretty quickly. They get really possessive. Sometimes they can tend towards resentfulness, inflexibility, self-indulgence, and a little bit of greed. Tauruses are always great for snack buddies. If you have a Taurus friend or a family member, anytime you want to go get junk food, call your Taurus, because your Taurus will pick you up on the way and will get ice cream on the way home after you've picked up a dozen donuts. They are snack fiends. They enjoy a comfortable couch and good food. They are great friends to be around for that reason. Moving on to our last earth sign here, we have Virgos. If you find that you were born between August 23rd and September 22nd, you are a Virgo. Virgos are represented by the Maiden or the Virgin, which is a constellation. You're a mutable sign. Mutable signs, which are known for their flexibility, their adaptability, their ability to communicate their needs pretty openly, and their ability to change, to literally go with the flow. So if you're a mutable sign, you easily adapt to changing circumstances. You can kind of handle that flow better than some of your other signs. Virgos are associated with the planet of Mercury. They share that planet with the twins Gemini. And Mercury is associated with information, intelligence, communication. These are all things that Virgos hold in really high regard. Virgos are associated with the Hermit card in the tarot. They do tend to be a little isolating. If you're not careful, they will kind of go inward. But they're ruled by and governed with the sixth house of the zodiac, which deals with your career and your health. Virgos are, by and large, relatively modest, which is kind of funny because one of their more dark side tendencies is they can be kind of vain. But they're usually, they're not very open. They're kind of a closed book of the signs. They're modest. They can be shy. They're really meticulous. They're good at detail-oriented tasks. They're reliable, very practical, and they're diligent. They literally have the stuff to make it through the hard. They are good marathon runners rather than sprinters. On the dark side, as well as being vain, some Virgos tend to be really fussy. They tend to be worry warts. They tend to be overcritical. They can be harsh. They can be perfectionists, as well as extremely conservative and not very open to new ideas or new things. Virgos are very traditional. They do enjoy a good traditional kind of lifestyle and appeal, and they are very much liking the way, even though they are typically really good at adapting to change. They'll complain the whole time that things are changing, but they'll be the first sign to get over it and adapt the new procedure or the new way of life. These are brief Snapchats, these little snippets of each sign here of all of our lovely little Capricorns, Tauruses, and Virgos, our little earth signs. There are dozens of nuances, you guys, that entangle each sign. Some of this is going to be relatable to you, and some of what I said is not going to resonate at all. You're going to say, oh, that's not me at all. That doesn't sound like me. Not only does the rest of your natal chart influence how you perceive yourself, the characteristics you display, your personality traits, but so does environmental factors, genetic predispositions, and all of these things play a factor into it. The sun signs, though, are a great way for you to start to literally know thyself. Temple of Delphi, know thyself. Because this is a great opportunity for you to look inward, you know, read a little bit about your sign and go, oh, you know, that kind of does sound like me, but this doesn't sound like me. And then ask yourself, why does it not sound like me? Or why does it sound like me? Exploration into the zodiac, I feel, is best done with a good friend and a good bottle of wine. I happen to do this one again with my lovely Pinot Grigio that I've been on a kick with. So I would recommend a Bota Box Pinot for your lovely exploration. And because we talked with the earth signs, if you're going to do your exploration with an earth sign, have some snacks ready because your earth signs are going to be good eaters here. You guys, take care. I have had so much fun with this little series. I cannot wait to get to the next one. We are going to talk about the fire signs next. We'll see you there.